Hello and welcome to Daily Info's Oxcast. This is your weekly roundup of everything that is worth seeing, doing, listening to, watching,
eating
is coming high on our list this week. But enough of the spoilers, we're going to get straight to it. I'm Alan Collinson.
I'm Anais Higgins.
And we are going to tell you all about what's worth doing this week. So, first of all, tonight. It's Wednesday, it is the 21st of August. You want to go and listen to some music, don't you?
I think I want to go to the oldest purpose-made music venue in the world.
In Europe. Unfortunately, no.
I'll stay in Europe.
Yeah, stay in Europe. I mean, we could send you off, but I think Europe's big enough. Fortunately, that's very fortunate because the Hollywell Music Room is, to my astonishment, the oldest purpose-built concert hall still operating in Europe.
Isn't it amazing? It's here, in Oxford.
How convenient.
I don't have to go far at all.
No, and you can see famed Oxford pianist Jack Gibbons. He is performing tonight in the Hollywell Music Room. It's the 26th year of his annual summer piano series, and he is going to be performing an evening of Gershwin. So including Gershwin's classics like Rhapsody in Blue and extracts from Porgy and Bess, that sort of thing. The BBC have called Gibbons the Gershwin pianist of our times, obviously a hotly contested title. And our editor Miranda says that he is unbelievably good. So I believe she got her tickets already booked.
He's also very smiley in all of his publicity photos. He's got a massive, massive grin. He just loves it.
If I put on a show, you'd never come and see it, would you? Because it would just be my glowering face on every single poster.
I know, but Stuart Lee, in his marketing, purposely does things which look a bit tacky or awkward so that people who are attracted by that kind of branding wouldn't come. I used to always see his posters and think, God, what a poor effort. Then I realised he just doesn't want me there.
That's incredibly pretentious, though, isn't it? I'm sorry, Stuart Lee. Yes, you are a bit of a comedy legend. I did come up to you once in a sushi bar and say, are you Stuart Lee? And he was like, well, yes, clearly. Who else looks like this? But nonetheless, that is highly pretentious. I don't know.
Jack Gibbons doesn't enter in that. Jack Gibbons just goes for, I love what I'm doing. I'm going to give you a big smile. Come and see me play some piano.
That will start tonight at 8 p.m. in the Hollywell Music Room.
I've got some music for Thursday night.
Wonderful, wonderful. What's
There's
that?
There's an evening of acoustic, bluegrass, Americana and country music at the Port Mahon.
Poof, all the music you could possibly listen
sounds to. Sounds very sexy. So Frances Pugh and the Whiskey Singers are headlining, and there's local band Swindlestock and also the Grey Children supporting. Now, Frances Pugh and the Whiskey Singers write songs about whiskey and drink whiskey. So I think you can expect some very well-researched lyrics and maybe just a little bit of slurring.
Excellent.
That's what I'd want from them anyway.
When you said whiskey night, I somehow imagined that you'd be drinking it. Although, having said that, the Port Mahon does have a pretty good selection of single malts.
Exactly. They do recommend you have single malt to accompany this music. Frances Pugh and the Whiskey Singers perform raucous acoustic music.
Lovely.
Because I think a lot of acoustic music can be a little bit sappy. Yeah. And also, a lot of whiskey can make people a little bit weepy.
A bit of maudlin.
But, exactly, raucous acoustic music. Am I saying that right?
Not raucous. Oh, yeah,
raucous.
Absolutely. Not weepy men with
music.
Guitars, as I tend to describe my girlfriend's music collection.
It's going to combat the maudlin whiskey effects.
Excellent. Glad to hear it. Do they provide tasting notes? People give you wine and they say this goes really well with cheese or fish or like human flesh.
I think it's just whiskey goes well with
all
blues
their music.
And Americana music.
I'm sorry, that's not even remotely true. Come on, you can't tell me that like a nice, smooth, kind of sipping Glenlivet is going to go with the same music as a hard, kind of like peaty, really smoky Highland.
I think we've got our own event in the working here.
Yeah. You've heard it, Port Mahon. We'll be coming for you with a list of the whiskies people should be drinking. Anyway.
Basically, if you went to Track Festival and you enjoyed the Saloon Bar, which is their new
pretty amazing
bar, their new stage, then you will love this gig, which is on Thursday at the Port Mahon at 8 p.m. The Port Mahon, also a very nice, low-key but characterful venue for this kind of music. So don your cowboy hat. I don't think there is a dress code, but I do want everyone to wear cowboy hats and cowboy shoes. And go to the Port Mahon for 8 p.m. on Thursday, 22nd of August.
Why aren't we organising this event? Clearly, we with the dress code, the whiskey tasting menu, we could have it pegged. You know, we would be right on there.
We're going to be on their tails.
Yeah, exactly. Watch out, Port Mahon. We're coming for you. On the other hand, if you don't fancy drinking whiskey on a Thursday night, you could perhaps go along to see Grandpa in My Pocket at the New Theatre. It is a kid's
show. Is this a euphemism?
Is that a grandpa in your pocket, or are you just pleased to see me? No, it's a kid's show. We can't be having none of this. Come on, please. We don't want our own little Operation Yew Tree to sweep down and arrest us. This is a stage premiere of the hugely popular, so I'm told, CBeebies show, which is about a miniature grandfather and the adventures he has with Jason and Jemima. Well, I suppose it's better than Teletubbies. This episode is called Teamwork, and it is set on a pirate adventure in search of treasure. Actually, I'm getting quite intrigued by this now.
It does sound, yeah, quite intriguing.
But yeah, well, of course, we'll need to corral some kids if we want to.
It sounds like a lot of plot for me to manage as a child. me and my child kind of persona.
Or indeed today.
How do they stage a mini grandpa on stage then? Is it like a puppet?
I think you'll just have to go along and see. No doubt acts of technical wizardry will resound. You can see this theatrical crowd pleaser from Thursday until Sunday with special early matinees on Saturday and Sunday. And you can check dailyinfo.co.uk for the full times.
I have got some more kids' theatre. My just theory
overflowing
is...
overflowing with
this
kids
is
theater.
My theory. It's the end of the summer.
Yeah.
Kids will have forgotten what they did at the beginning of summer. Yeah. And when you go back to school and the adults and teachers ask what they did, they'll just have a really blank face and be like, I watched TV.
Yeah.
So there's loads of things programmed for the end of the summer holidays. You can make them have an amazing time and they'll go back to school on a high and tell you about all the amazing shows they went to see, such as The Queen's Knickers.
So you should go and see this if you want to convince your kids' teachers that you're not a bad parent.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's, yeah. And you can be a good parent by also taking them to the theatre, which is good. But there's many logics as to why you should go and see The Queen's Knickers.
Well,
the
tell
show,
us more about it.
Not her actual knickers.
I bet you probably get your head chopped off for looking at the actual Queen's Knickers.
Well, I think that they discuss this issue in the show.
Oh, well.
It's here for 2 days only at the Oxford Playhouse on Friday and Saturday this week. It's a kids' show adapted from a recent popular children's book, obviously about the Queen's Knickers.
Right.
And what happens?
Bit
they
risque.
Go missing. Well, exactly. Mm-hmm. They go missing, all the knickers, even the knickers, you know, when you've not done your laundry for a while and you're going to like the dregs, like the bottom of the drawer, even those go missing. Everything.
You mean my Danger Mouse boxers would have disappeared?
Too much information. And in the show, a schoolgirl who's really hoping to meet the Queen teams up with the custodian of Queen's undergarments, person who looks after the trunk of knickers.
Almost certainly a real job.
And they go to find them, and they find themselves in all different mad situations. So it's clearly very silly, zany, and it's aimed for kids age 3+. But I think humour based on pants probably does resonate with the whole pants-wearing population. So, The Queen's Knickers, it's 11 and 2pm on Friday and Saturday at the Oxford Playhouse. Clowning, singing, slapstick, and rapping. It has all the fun. And lots of mentions of knickers, obviously.
Another great thing to take your kids along, except this one, it's full of adult pleasures as well. No, not those kinds. It is the Towersy Festival. Now, let me ask you something, Anais. Do you like real ale?
I'm trying to get myself into it, to
Good.
Be honest.
Well, we'll count that as a tick. Do you like farm-made ice cream?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you like a wide selection of world foods?
Yeah.
Children's activities?
Yeah.
Music? Yeah, we've established that. Music running from jazz to folk?
Yeah. I'm on board.
Mm-hmm. And what about refreshing countryside air? This is the clincher.
Oh, I do love that.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Well, in which case, you should head this weekend to the beautiful village of Towersy, just outside Tame. I'm going to mispronounce words now, about one
That's
of the sentences.
That's
my thing. Yes, I thought that was the theme of the whole podcast. Anyway, the Towersy Festival is this weekend. There's going to be loads of kids' activities. There's going to be international food, as I said. There's going to be excellent music.
Loads of really good bands.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got a little selection, which I can tell you about, actually. Yeah. You could listen to acts like Cajun Rock and Rollers' Mama Rushin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they are very good. They come from Louisiana.
Quite heavy stuff, they are they?
Yeah, like
quite rocky.
Rocky, but with a kind of, you know, Cajun bluesy twist.
When you say Cajun, all I can think of is chicken.
Well, maybe that's part of their act. There are folk favourites called Show of Hands, and there are a cappella all stars, the Spooky Men's Chorale.
They look like so much fun.
Oh, absolutely. These are just a small selection of the really, really good bands that are going to be on display. And it is, as I said, also something for everyone. You know, something for the kids, something for families. International stalls selling crafty bits. I know you like those.
I like
Anais.
Those too. Got more of that coming up.
Yeah. And you can also get there aboard a vintage London Routemaster bus.
Oh.
You can head to Tame, where you can get a pickup by the festival bus, which is, as I said, a Routemaster. Anyway, this Festival of Delights runs from Thursday all the way until Monday.
Wow.
Bank holiday. This weekend.
Lovely. I've got another festival this weekend. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah. Come on. People aren't going to go all the way out of Oxford for another festival.
Well, this one's in Oxford, quite near the centre. It's in South Parks.
Mm-hmm.
It's been setting up there for quite a few years now over the bank holiday, and it is the Foodies Festival.
Aww.
Even if you've been before, it is really worth catching because every year they make it bigger and better and have new features.
And
this
more
year,
food. Like
more food, exactly. The additions this year seem to please the boozy and sweet toothed amongst us. By which I mean me! There are new, they call them theatres. So there's a chocolate theatre, which is all about confectionery. Yeah. You're going to see people making chocolates and learning about chocolates. Mm-hmm. There's a bake-along session in the Cake and Bake Theatre. So you can kind of, I think, make your thing as they go along.
Oh, wow.
A new cocktail theatre, which is going to be hosting classes with mixologists. And I might even pitch my own cocktail, the Vodcumber. It is a hit of the summer of 2013. Vodka, tonic and cucumber. It's very refreshing. It's very drinkable. It's very cheap. I could make some good margins on that.
Yeah.
So listeners,
so you're going to be setting up like your own little stall until they find you.
I know. I'm going to be doing a guerrilla stand at the festival. Mm. At the Foodies Festival, there's also a fantastic produce market, which means you can buy lots of lovely gifts for your foodie friends. And there's amazing street food stalls, so you can stuff your face for 8 hours straight.
This, frankly, sounds like everything
it
I would
like. Heaven, doesn't it?
It does.
It's
rather.
A really good day out. You can explore culinary traditions. Mm-hmm. That makes it sound fancy. And innovations, you can sample bits and pieces and you can learn about all that stuff, what we shovel in our gobs.
You've got a natural poetry with words,
thank
I think.
You, thank yeah. you very much.
And how can people get there?
It's 10 till 7 on Saturday, 11 till 7 on Sunday and Monday in South Park, just down the road from the city centre. Yeah.
Anyway, that sounds absolutely amazing. I've got something else for you to do on Saturday, if you're the sort of person... In fact,
if you're not too stuffed, you can roll your way there.
It fits in rather well after the Foodies Festival, actually, because it starts at 7:30. It's in Modern Art Oxford, so just a short waddle across the city centre.
And crumbs behind me.
Yeah, exactly. Modern Art Oxford are doing another summer gig in their fantastic covered yard. It's a great performance space right in the heart of Oxford, where Mao, as I believe they like to be called, highlight some amazing local acts. So there'll be musical entertainment on Saturday evening from Folkster's The August List and The Yarns, plus some rather intriguing sounding Mathro Beats from Brightworks. I can only assume this is some sort of hip-hop that incorporates elements of a maths lesson.
It might just be quite sort of mathematical.
Mathematical, ordered. Like
ordered,
written
regular.
Written by a programme. Or
there
like
might be some,
in fractals.
Some sort of algorithm to it.
We're really overthinking this. Well, the only way to know is to go along and tell us about it. Review it on our website. After you go along, it's in Modern Art Oxford on Saturday evening at 7:30. Oh, there'll also be guerrilla theatre performances. You have been warned.
Monkeys.
I wish. I got so excited when I was a youngster reading about guerrilla warfare, and it turned out to be so much less fun. They are going to be by local Oxford troupe Awkward Actors.
Again, quite intriguing.
Exactly, yes.
Mathro Beats and Awkward Acting.
One has to hope that the name is not actually descriptive of what they do, because that would be kind of inconvenient.
Probably not, unless they're doing Stuart Lee again.
Mm.
And making themselves sound bad so that people who care don't come.
It's an intriguing marketing technique, isn't it? To basically go, no, I'd rather have a small audience, please. You know, people who aren't really kind of interested in the sort of thing I do. People who are intrigued by interesting sounding things. No, screw them.
Mm. Back to Saturday daytime.
Obviously.
If you're not going to stuff your face at the festival, then...
And why not?
There is a craft fair at Wesley Memorial Hall. It's an Etsy craft fair, and I think they hosted their first one earlier this summer at the Big Society, and clearly it was a success, because now they're going bigger and better. Etsy is a website through which people who make their own things can sell their things. Kind of like our website.
What, do you mean dailyinfo.co.uk, where you can buy and sell houses, cars and rooms, find jobs, and go find a full list of all the events you've been listening to on this podcast?
It does one of those things only, so it's, you know, a sort of slimline version, but also a kind of more specialised.
Yeah.
But basically... Never mind the website. People who are based in Oxford and sell on Etsy are actually coming together so you can have a cop of the goods and have a real feel of the quality in real life at Wesley Memorial Church from 10 till 4 on Saturday. Again, it's perfect for gifts. I don't know if it's too early to start thinking about Christmas presents.
It's too early to start thinking about Christmas presents.
It's going to be a good chance to do some shopping or just window browsing. It's free to get in. You can just have a lovely afternoon.
Mm.
You like that word, don't you? Yeah, your face lit up. I have an alternate fair.
Pain. It was pain you were seeing there.
If you don't want to do craft, if you don't want to eat, there is...
then what's wrong with
then
you?
What do you do with your life? There's a...
You buy...
vinyl record CD and DVD fair.
That sounds about right,
in
actually.
In the St Aldett's Parish Centre on Pembroke Street.
The St Aldett's Pirates Centre? That sounds amazing!
It's going to be selling all types of music in all the different forms, and there's also going to be musical accessories, memorabilia, books and collectible items.
Wow, so geek fair or...
I think I don't know. Music geek. I think quite widespread. I don't know. I'm hoping they've got a few Britney albums somewhere in there.
Don't try. Yeah, exactly. Don't try and fool us with your hipster glasses, Annalise. We all know that you're really listening to a bit of late 90s girl power pop.
Vintage Britney.
Vintage Britney. That sounds amazing. Of course, if you don't listen to music, watch DVDs, eat food, or what was the other one?
Wear crocheted accessories.
Then, frankly, I don't think there's much hope for you left. But at least you'll still be able to laugh, hopefully at yourself. And so, if you want to laugh this weekend, you should... Beautiful segue there, I thought. You should head along to some comedy. It's on at the Bullingdon Arms on Sunday night. It is called...
Tastefully.
Thoughtfully. Humour Tumour. Comedy that grows. At first, I assumed this would be some sort of fundraising cancer awareness night. But
they're missing a trick. They could probably get... But more people on board if they did that.
Then they'd probably have to give the money to somebody else and you wouldn't go to any of the fantastic comics that were on display.
True.
Speaking of fantastic comics, here are some of them. They are going to be compared by Al Cowie. Yeah, if you are an Oxford native comedy aficionado, you will know him as a pretty damn good compare. There's also going to be favourites like Tim Renkow, Andy Evans, Mark Silcox and Ben Walker. You can see all of these Oxford comedy acts at... The Bullingdon Arms. It's £5 on the door, a mere nothing, to see an interestingly named comedy night. Go along, tell us how it was, review it on our website, and tell us if there is any cancerous connection there.
Charming.
I know.
On Sunday, there's also another music festival. It is the Walk the Walls Music Festival at the Victoria Arms in Old Marston. It's the beautiful, gorgeous riverside pub. People can punt up to it.
Lovely.
Very nice place. And Walk the Walls are a company who organise live music events focused on revitalising pubs. So they've been doing a kind of summer tour and they've programmed loads and loads of kind of local or kind of international, national acts. And they've been performing in pubs and around pubs.
What an amazing idea.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah.
And so this is the finale at the Victoria Arms on Sunday.
A pub that I would hope does not need revitalising because it is so very beautiful and lovely.
I guess, yeah, you end at the
end on
peak.
A strong note.
Exactly. Yeah. They're promising up-and-coming acts and various types of music from folk to pop to indie. And I had a listen of a few of the bands and it's really enjoyable, very, very listenable stuff. Mm-hmm. Swallow and the Wolf, Kidkin and Mahoney and the Moomin, I think are all... my top picks
interesting
for
selection.
The weekend. So it's 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Sunday at the Victoria Arms. A little bit out of town, but well worth going to.
Fantastic. And you can take your punt if you happen to have one. Anyway. So also on Sunday, there is a great sports event happening. We're going to bring in our resident sports expert, Orla Brown, to tell you all about it.
Yeah, so on Sunday afternoon, we have a 2 o'clock kickoff for a bit of rugby. Rugby season is starting again pretty soon, and there's a pre-season friendly between London Welsh and Llanelli Scarlets.
Could you say that again, please?
Llanelli Scarlets.
And again.
That'll do.
Is it Welsh?
Welsh team,
is it Welsh?
Yeah. Welsh team.
Why are you speaking in a kind of
I just do a high-pitched voice for any accent. Tell us more!
So it's a pre-season friendly. They'll be starting their championship campaign next year. They will have a guy in a dragon costume as their mascot. They're going to have a bouncy castle, some face painting. It's only about £10 a ticket and kids go free. Go along and it should be a good game. The Scarlets are a pretty good team as well, so hopefully we can see some good rugby.
Is there a bit of rivalry between the authentic Welsh people and the expatriate Welsh here?
I don't know. I imagine there's going to be a lot of Men of Harlech and Bread of Heaven and stuff, but
lots
I don't know
leaks.
From which side. Who's going to be singing it? Yeah. Everyone. At each
other. Yeah, singing the Welsh anthems at each other.
Rugby's a friendly game, so, you know.
Yeah, it's been too long since I saw some men wrestle in the mud. It's good. So where is it happening?
It's at Kassam Stadium, east of the Ring Road. And hopefully we'll have some gorgeous weather as well.
Now on to Monday, but since it's a bank holiday, we're going to talk about something happening during the day.
Ah.
No more of this evening stuff. We're just going to take the day off work and go to Blenheim Palace. Mm. They have a festival for everything. Every weekend they're celebrating something. And this weekend, it's celebrating transport in all its forms.
Wonderful.
So on the Sunday, there's a classic car show, which is pre-1998, in case anyone was wondering. But on Monday... the classic cars are joined by motorcycles, minis, VWs, hot rods, Americans, kit and sports cars, and military vehicles.
Wow, what an incredible selection.
Quite a selection, yes.
Did I hear you say that classic cars are pre-1998?
The ones exhibited at this car show are pre-1998.
So if I had an old banger, like a Skoda from 1992 or something, still on the road somehow...
If I had a pretty paint job, I'm sure it would get in.
Right, okay.
Put a Union Jack on it, it would be fine. Some of those cars, to be honest, I don't even know. Hot Rod is what we used to call one of my teachers in school. Ironically, he wasn't hot. So I'm interested to see how these turn out.
I'm glad that we've come back round to the slightly inappropriate around children theme of this podcast.
The festival is guaranteed to excite specialists and, in quotation marks, the general public, which clearly means Philistines like me. And there's also trade and auto jumble sellers, so you can buy bits and pimp your car whilst you're there.
I believe the technical term is pimp your ride.
Pimp your ride.
Get the terminology right.
Oh, I did, yes. Pimp your ride, pimp your ride. So there's also an experienced motor commentator who'll be talking through the day's events. Quite useful, I think. And your ticket gets you access to the park and gardens, including the play adventure area.
An excellent play adventure area.
So you get to make a whole day of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's from 10 till 4.
Mm-hmm.
It's Sunday, but I think it's better to go on Monday for the whole range of classic stuff, and not just the cars.
Fantastic.
Military vehicles, I think, being a highlight. Better be some big tanks.
Moving on to the end of next week and looking forward into next week, go to the Oxford Playhouse on Tuesday if you fancy seeing a bit of murder mystery.
Dun, dun, dun.
Thank you. There is a play called Go Back for Murder, which is on at the Playhouse. It is a classic Agatha Christie drama written by the dame herself for the stage, not as so many were adapted for the stage.
Produced by the official Agatha Christie company.
Yeah.
Such a thing exists.
Who knew? Well, of course it does. You know, we've got an endless desire for Agatha Christie. It's a chilling drama where a daughter tries to clear her mother of poisoning and risks awakening dark secrets. Dun, dun, dun. It's on next week from Tuesday until Saturday at the Playhouse, and go along and see it. It's got a star-studded cast. Check oxfordplayhouse.co.uk for more details on the timings.
This has been the Daily Info Oxcast.
If you've liked the sound of anything we've talked about, then just head along to www.dailyinfo.co.uk, where you can see even more events listings about anything we've talked about, or indeed about anything else going on in Oxfordshire.
You can also look in our jobs listing if you're looking to find some work, or you can look in our houses and flats to let or to share if you're looking for someone to live with or somewhere to live.
You can also follow us on Twitter at Daily Info Oxford, or you can like us on Facebook. Just search Daily Info Oxford.
Thank you for listening.